speaking ability in other languages?
I don't have any. Only just our language is all. I don't just know English. Any other language.
You mentioned going to Bacon. Any Indian language?
Well, I never did learn how to talk enough to say it.
I wish I could have the time to learn one of the languages in the state.
Well, I grew up right here where lots of Indians, Choctaw Indians, you know, I never did try to learn it. I don't know why. I wish I had since then.
On one of these tapes that I haven't transcribed yet, I have a few Choctaw words.
Yeah.
But of course, just a few words don't mean anything. It's like learning a magic trick.
Yeah.
It doesn't have much meaning, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
So I don't think I'll try to learn anything but Champula. That's enough. That one I understand.
Well, I used to know lots of words, but I never did try to learn the language. I guess I too lazy to learn or something.
During the war, before the war in college, I had a little bit of German. I learned to count, and I learned the lists of, you know, various grammatical lists of things,
yeah.
And I could rattle these off. And members of my crew thought if we ever got shot down over Germany, I'd get them out. I never told them any different. I thought if that gave them some sort of hope, I'd just keep my mouth shut till the time came. Then I'd open my mouth, and I'd be the first one that would get locked up. Your father's name? Occupation?
He was a rancher, farmer.
And when was he born?
1861.
Where?
In Lone Oak, Texas, I think.
And education? Former education?
I don't know how much education he had. He didn't have much, so.
And did he travel much?
No.
From Lone Oak up here? Just by.
Well, of course he traveled quite a lot in his business. He's a pretty big cattleman, but he's at one time. He is in several different states.
Born?
No, I don't.
Occupation?
He was a rancher.